and welcome back to Tabletop Vagabonds, a D&D 5e actual play podcast set in the homebrew world of Aria. We're back, and we're about to break into a prison. I'm Alex Wright, your DM, and I'm joined by the amused Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm playing Melinda Wrenchnuzzle, the Sky Gnome Warlock, and I am joined by the durable Dave.
Why, thank you. I am Dave, I am playing Finn, the Larsa Artificer, and I am joined by the Clubby Craig.
The Clubby Craig. That's how we do it over here.
If you work hard, we play hard.
Yeah, exactly, Volley plays hard. Hi everyone, I'm Craig, I play Volley Willowstar, the 8-year-old Volmine Wild Magic Sorcerer. And as ever, I'm joined by the acrimonious Alex.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Boom. Got ya.
Hi everyone, I'm Alex. I'm playing Osric, the Gear Gnome Forge Cleric. And with me, as ever, is the avaricious Alex, our DM. Don't think I didn't notice you stole that, Craig.
I did, I just didn't want to say anything about it.
Give me my words back, man.
We are back, about to break into a prison, but before we get into the recap, here's a message from one of our friends.
You asked me once to tell you the greatest tale of all time.
Are you fellas new here?
Dave is away.
Yeah. The fact that I've never seen you before. That's
they're never short of adventures, confusion, or just good old-fashioned banter.
Any ideas as to what we should be doing?
No, you will die.
I can't deal with this.
Yeah, roll better. Be better at D&D.
I'm having some sort of vision.
I'm covered in blood, I'm in turmoil.
So follow our Buccaneers wherever you want to listen for new tales every Wednesday as they set sail and roll Britannia.
It could be a hedgehog. I have heard of it.
Prickly.
Last episode, well, a fair bit happened, to be honest. Melinda got pushed out a window. Volley and Finn flew out a window.
Had fun in the maze. Met a sassy, thorny rosebush.
Yeah, went through the deadliest maze that exists for reasons unbeknownst to anyone.
Gnomes like a challenge. I'm also going to tell you as well, the gap where there's a bridge that stopped, it was just an invisible bridge because we just walked over it.
So the entire like thing was just a troll trap.
Pretty much, yeah. After that, Finn and Volley met Aldwyn, who led them to Relics R Us. Melinda got saved by Tick, who led her to Relics R Us.
Yeah, they finally gave me some medicine to stop me being sick ever again. Although, based on the quality of my horse that I received, the donkey, maybe the sick remedy will actually make things worse. And Melinda will spend the rest of the prison break in the toilet.
If it helps, Finn has a solution if Melinda's very ill and doesn't look like she's getting better.
Melinda's vomited a lot already.
She has, yeah. Like, she has. And been vomited on a lot.
yeah, for sure.
But that's it. I got some from Relics R Us that did make me feel slightly better, but I'm questioning whether it's going to be a long-term fix.
You'll get a con save at some point and you'll become deathly ill.
Yeah, taking it is definitely rolling the dice, so we'll see how that goes.
You'd think she'd have learned by now after drinking that drink.
You did, however, meet back up with Finn and Volley, so most of the party's back together. And then you found out that your rescuers were, in fact, a group known as the Revolution.
Mm-hmm. And the Merry Mousehook Men.
And, well, the Merry Mousehook Men as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're part of that.
In the morning, after getting some well-earned rest and some spell slots back, you met with Thalia, Coco, and Tick, who seemed to be in charge of the Revolution. Thalia was especially annoyed to see you, as she thought Tick was there to save, and you didn't know this till now, their leader, Myra Glamtinker.
Instead, she saved me. I don't know why.
Telling you to rescue Osric and gave you a symbol that you showed the group, and upon seeing the symbol, they did start paying your attention, and after a quick argument between the three leaders, they agreed to try and help rescue Osric.
So the plan is that they're going to rescue Myra from the Glamtinker Estate and the rest of the council, and we are hopefully going to successfully rescue Osric and then head over to the Glamtinker Estate where maybe we can unseat Alfgeet.
Osric don't need no help.
Yeah, that's what you think.
You can't unseat me. I'm a dick.
Daddy.
I did a poll on Instagram of how annoying is Alfgeet, and it was just like full marks across the board.
Thank you everyone for agreeing with that.
Daddy, I want to be king, Daddy.
The agreement was they'd give you some men led by Aldwyn to try and break into the prison so you can rescue both people at once, as once one's happened, the other one will know. However, the leaders of the revolution were worried about being outnumbered fighting the Glamtinker forces alone, And Melinda said you could convince Burgoyne Spannertongue and his enforcers to join on their side.
I did manage to convince him not to kill those people briefly before I changed my mind.
Yeah, with your affidavits, for sure.
Yeah.
That's possibly one of my favourite Melinda moments, where she wants to get signed confessions for people that they're just going to murder afterwards.
After the war table was decided, a merry gang headed off to the prison.
After getting a few random toys from Relics R Us.
Hey, some of those are pretty good. I've got like a magic missile shield now.
Yeah, if they work.
I mean, that's true.
Just pulls every magic missile at you instead.
Yeah.
You told Aldwyn and his men to wait until there is some kind of noise or tremor. And Volley, you turned in to Brock Glamtinker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I did.
And we left it with you guys walking down the bridge towards the Clockwork Hold. Meanwhile, Osric went to jail, started a gang, went and killed someone from another gang, lost his hand, found a belt that let him walk through walls, and left prison.
That's my kind of stay in prison.
All in a day's work.
However, due to time, it's been a couple of days for Osric as well, and we are now coming back together. Osric, we'll start with you.
Tell me, Mr. DM, the last thing I did was walk through a wall towards freedom.
You did.
Where am I?
You are in a corridor. You look left and right and there's no one there, but you can hear footsteps coming from the left.
Remind me, did I get a map of the prison with the shift change?
Yeah, you did. I can't do her accent, but she got one for you.
You have a map of the prison and its shift changes. You know you have a couple of minutes now before anyone in shift comes your way. You are in a corridor that's curving around. You can go right or left.
All right. From looking down at the map, which way leads towards the entrance but not towards a guard room?
On the outside of your cells and the circle of the prison itself, there is effectively a curved corridor for staff. The staff room outside of the prison is cut into quarters in between the cell blocks. And to your left is what's marked as the food preparation on the map and the, in quotation marks, lost and found block.
I want to head vaguely towards the entrance where I was brought in just by going around the outside.
Okay.
So if that takes me past that way, then that's the way I'm going to go.
As you walk down, you see a door and you can hear some singing. Someone doing some quite nice operatic singing. You start smelling some food. It smells like, well, horrible.
Hang on. You're just going to gloss over that, but someone's singing opera on their break.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's quite nice. La, da, da, de, da. And as you walk down. And as you walk down, there is a door that through the cracks and through the light going through, you can smell something you recognize as what you've had for dinner for the last 10 days.
Which, going by the quality of the rest of this prison, is probably not something I want to smell again.
Exactly, yeah.
I think I'm just going to keep pushing on past it.
Okay.
I want to have a little look in at who's singing the opera, but apart from that, I'm going to push on.
There's a glass window that you look in as you walk by, and there is a huge Mordanus just singing as he dances around with plates and spinning soup bowls and things. He's clearly quite enjoying his job, which is nice to know.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of just nod in appreciation. Just, yeah, not bad.
He's not aware of you, but he quietly feels like his day's got a little bit better.
Good.
And then as you walk by, you do hear footsteps. Could you roll stealth for me if you're going to try and hide from someone coming out of one of the rooms? You're not disadvantaged, remember, because you've not got your armor.
Oh, but yeah. And I've also got advantage because I'm a gnome.
That's like the opposite of your usual life.
10.
10 will do it. He's not really paying attention.
I will dance dexterously into the shadows, as dexterously as a one-armed grumpy gnome can do.
Out of the room next to you, you hear a guy leave. All right, well, that's me done. Just remember, help yourself to whatever you want, but just don't take anything that looks too expensive because these people do leave prison eventually. All right, yeah, all right, bye. He takes a big breath as he leaves the room. Oh, God, I hate my job. And then just walks left away.
Under my breath, I just go, oh, shit, my gear. I actually do need to go into that room. So I will probably have a little peep around the corner and duck in if it's clear because Osric forgot.
He owns really expensive stuff.
Not the birds.
As you look into the room, there is a very portly gnome with very red cheeks currently burying himself into one of the lockers, pulling out various stuff. In the corner, you can see your bird has been put into a small little cage It's been pecking at the cage. It clearly is not enjoying it. On it is a sticker that says, property of Glam Tinker Enforcers.
Nobody puts Birdie in a cage.
Fucking Elfgeet. That guy's got his head into the locker. Can I see where my stuff is?
Roll perception.
8.
No, you can't. It's somewhere in there. It makes logical sense that it'd be in that room, but where it is, you don't know.
I'm dressed like a prisoner, aren't I?
Yes, in a bright yellow jumpsuit.
Okay, I can't find my gear, but can I look around and see if there's any like off-duty guard uniforms around?
What would an off-duty guard uniform be?
Good
jeans
point.
And a t-shirt.
Yeah, just clothes.
What I'm actually looking for is armor that has been left behind by a guard who is now off duty.
I see. They wouldn't be in this room. That stuff would be more in kind of the staff area.
Yeah.
Through the window, though, you can see, and this guy, you know, is facing the other way. There are to the side like swords, axes. There's a very large helmet that clearly was for a Mordanus or something similar at some point.
Yeah, I was going to try and persuade that guy to leave us alone, but I'm going to make a racket in a minute. So I'm just going to walk up behind him and nobody likes a thief. And can I kick him up the arse into the locker?
I'll allow you advantage because he's not paying attention.
All right. I got a 22.
Hey, finally.
Wow. For 22, yeah, you kick him into the locker before he realises what's going on. Is all you hear as he goes into the locker.
Sorry, I'll be out of your hair in a minute and then I'll shut the door.
You can lock it. There's like a little dial like high school lockers that you can just...
I'm going to have a look in at... Actually, you know what? I've got my bird with me, so I'm going to get my bird out of the cage. I'll use him to help me identify my stuff.
As it's flying about the room trying to find your stuff, it does start saying some things.
Convict!
And...
Nope. Nope, I was framed.
Convict!
Just saying that stuff flies around.
Stop it.
I'm meant to be on my side.
Treason! High treason!
Just flies around.
Fucking bird.
It's like a parrot that remembers things from trauma, so it's like a traumatising moment when this...
Oh, let me out, please. Let me out. I wasn't stealing. I'm sorry. Please don't fire me. Clearly thinking that you're a guard.
I'm looking for the Glam Tinker equipment.
Oh, it's in the... locker to my right, number 471.
Good. Alfgeet will be pleased you've cooperated.
Oh, good. Yeah, please put a... Can I come out now?
In a minute.
Okay. I hear that when you join the Glam Tinker Enforcers, there's a rigorous training program. Is this part of that? You know, when you get kidnapped, it's like a training thing.
Yeah. Have you not heard the rumours? Alfgeet totally loves a good shitty hazing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Just see it. Is that sort of like frat douche, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, for sure. Yeah. He totally went to like Gamma Kappa or something when he was younger. Yeah. Down to the right a bit, there is a locker with that number on. And in it, you find effectively all your stuff. That is your number. That's the number that's been on the back of your jumpsuit this whole time.
Oh,
that is
yeah.
All of your stuff.
I'll put my gear on. And then as I'm walking out, I'll tap on that guy's locker with my hammer and say, it's all right. The enforcers will let you out on the shift change. This is how it works. Don't tell anybody. You'll fail the hazing.
All right. I'm really excited to join the enforcers. I hear they get pension.
It's not a good pension.
You just hear like sudden disappointment as you walk away.
As I leave the room, can I shout back over my shoulder, join a union, and then go down the corridor?
Okay, so you are out the corridor. You are now in a situation, however, where that's what you've done to spend the free time you had before the shift. Does that make sense? So now you're in a situation where being caught is a possibility.
Yep.
Are you heading towards the exit?
Yep.
So if you look at your map, if you go left towards the exit, you've got the stairs that go over the cell block entrance, or you can go down along the cell block and round. From your map, you can see that's a much longer way, but it has less guards on it. Going over basically leads you straight to the exit you want to get to, but also straight to the observation deck that is over the entrance of the entire prison.
I will probably go the longer way.
Okay. So if you're doing that, I assume you're being sneaky.
Yes.
Roll one dex check, and I'll roll two luck checks for if the guards happen to be in their actual places at this time, because no one expects people to break out of prison.
I got an 18.
Oh, good. Okay. One of them got a 10, so he failed his ability to be on shift on time. And the other one got a nat 1. The other one got a nat 1.
He's stuck in a locker.
Yeah. The guy whose shift it was to actually do that was the one robbing, and you put him in a locker. So he'll never turn up. The other one is running late, so you get ample time to get round. So basically, the way it works is this cross of cells that come out the circle. You go all the way around, and it's taken you some time, but now you've got to the side that is effectively between. To your left, you've got the cell block, and to your right, you've got the entrance to the whole prison that you were in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go right then, don't I?
So what you have two options. You can go through the main entrance where there's a big secure gate, or you can go upstairs to the observation deck. Those are your two ways out. That's like the staff entrance and the proper prison entrance, effectively.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go up to the observation deck.
Okay. So as you go up these stairs, there's the door that is not locked because this whole area is meant to be staff only. If you're trying to push the door normally, that's fine. If you're trying to push the door sneakily, I'll need you to roll with advantage because no one's expecting you to be here right now.
This is into the observation deck.
Into the observation deck, yeah.
This one I'll try and do stealthily. 13.
So you open it, he does hear you, but it's only two guards. It's not the usual four that you've been seeing this whole time. However, as you step, you will have, because they don't expect you to be there, they saw you, but they don't expect you to be there, you have an action to do something before they do anything.
Can I see if they've got the Glam Tinker Enforcer sigil on them or the Tier Enforcers, or are they just guards?
They are guards with Tier Enforcer on them. All the guards you've seen in this prison have been Tier Enforcers.
Okay. I'm going to try my luck. You know I was in here for fraud, right? I'm just going to duck out the door. You guys just, you just keep going on, yeah?
I was in here for fraud. I committed fraud. All right, let me go. I'll pay my taxes, man.
That's still a crime, man.
Wrong F word. Oh, fuck. I run out of the door.
Okay, so sorry, what are you doing?
My God.
Hi, guys. I committed a crime. Let me go.
It was only a little one.
Look, I'm trying to figure out a crime on the inside, you know? Like, I just need to go out to report back to my superiors. I'm a glam tinker, you know? You can see my hair. Like, let me go and I'll just be out of your hair.
Roll persuasion flat.
Come on, Alex.
Nah, eight. No. Eight.
You say that, and then your bird goes,
convict, convict. High treason, convict.
I swear to God, I won't put an end to you, bird. Who made the rule that DMs play the pets of the characters? Because I swear to God.
They're going to stand up, both of them drawing their swords.
God, why can't anything be easy?
I'm assuming you're strapping your shield onto your arm because you're missing a hand.
Yes.
And we're going to swap there to our team of rescuers.
Before we do, I got a natural 20 on my initiative, so I want you to note this down right now.
I was about to say, don't cut away before he gets a nat 20.
Yeah, I cut away because it's against the natural order of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to swap to our would-be rescuers.
As we're walking up to the prison, obviously, we've got Brock, and I've changed my eyes to be a different colour. I'd like to root in my bag and just throw one of the old robes that we improvised over Finn, because I've realised that as a last, it's going to stand out a little bit. And put that on Finn.
So we're walking into a prison and he's wearing a cult robe.
Yeah, no, I'll just shove it to him and be like, Finn, maybe this will help disguise you.
Mal, you remember where we got this, right?
Oh.
I'm not wearing that.
This is an official garb, you know.
It has the symbol of Ziggurat on it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
There's a symbol of Ziggurat on it and there's blood stains everywhere. It's covered in blood and it smells.
It's just got a little bit of sick on it.
It's covered in vomit and blood, Mal. I'm not wearing it.
Do you have a better idea?
I mean, a better idea would be me to walk in naked. Like, that's better than that.
Fine, and I'll put it back in my bag.
You hear Terry, it's not bad being naked, you know, just wearing the small Smartfest t-shirt. So after deciding not to wear the robes of Ziggurat, you start heading down the bridge to the prison. The one entrance into the clockwork hold from the gear around it. The bridge itself is wide enough for seven gnomes to stand side by side, but has no railing. A sheer drop to the bottom of the mountain. This is a large gap between the clockwork hold and the gear around it. The clockwork hold itself is held up in this gap by giant metal parts that reach crisscrossing from underneath the gear. As you continue across the bridge, you get to a huge bronze door, big enough for a giant. It's been designed to look like a jaw of bronze teeth on its side clenched together.
Asbrock, I'm going to knock on the door and I'm going to say, gentlemen, there's been a mistake.
A little flap on the door that you've not noticed before drops down, and there's a sprite wearing a little guard uniform with a small baton and a clipboard.
Name and reason for visiting the Clockwork Hold, please.
Oh, hello, young man. I'm Brock.
Brock Glantinker?
Yes, that is I, in the flesh.
Oh,
Does a little bow.
We weren't expecting you around here.
Can I speak with the manager, please?
Yeah. Hope you don't have any complaints. Yes, of course. 1 second, please.
And he's going to walk back in and close the little flap behind him.
When the thing closes, Volley's just going to turn to the group and just shrug. I don't know what's happening.
Me neither.
And then their big gnashing doors are going to open. This whole area, all the way to the prison itself, is all indoors. It's all in this giant dome. The door opens. You see two gnome enforcers are standing either side of the entrance, very much like the two British brief ears, just not moving at all, just standing there. Ahead of you, as you step through, is a reception area of sorts. In the corner is a desk with a gnome sat behind it, staring very expectantly at you, Volley/Brock. The two guards either side of the entrance you've passed through bow as you go by.
I'll bow back and then just walk towards the desk, I guess.
Behind it is the gnome who's been staring at you in semi-awe this whole time, and they quickly lick their hand and run it over their hair in an attempt to tidy any straggly strands. Oh, hello, Mr. Glamtinker, sir.
Hello.
Reason for visiting?
There has been a terrible mistake. Osric Glamtinker, I believe, is in here.
Osric Glamtinker? I don't think so, sir.
Are you questioning your counsellor?
No, sir, I'm just, 1 second. And she's going to open a box and you see another sprite with loads of flashcards. Osric Glamtinker. The sprite closes the lid and you hear ruffling as though they're going through tons of files. Takes about 20 seconds. The woman behind looks pretty awkward.
The name might be under Springforge.
Yes, thank you, my dear.
The transfer the other day, the important one who got put in.
Perhaps.
Yes.
But they were transferred by the Glamtinkers.
Yes, that's the mistake.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to go and release him?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have him filed under Osric Springforge.
Correct.
Tried with high treason.
Incorrect.
For the murder... She's going to look up at you really slowly, really confused.
You see, my son has gotten a little trigger happy. And
it's
would
nothing
very
like
much
that. It's just a mistake.
Don't talk over me. Yeah. I would very much like to see my nephew.
Can I just put more pressure on them? Like, how dare you? How dare you question the counsellor? Look, his time is precious. He's come all the way down here.
You're giving a help action to Volley, aren't you? So Volley, roll with advantage then.
22.
Oh, right. Thank goodness for that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. Must be a clerical error. Cousins playing, I guess, games?
Boys will be boys.
Yes. However you find fun in the higher gears. Okay, please follow me then. She's going to press a little button. You hear like a... And then a small guard. Please show Mr. Brock to the administration department and I'm sure we can get your nephew out, sir.
Thank you, my dear.
All right, Mr. Councillor, lovely to have you here. We don't get many people from the higher gears around here, you know. People of the lower gears normally go in prison. Do you want to follow me, right, sir? This way, yep, on the left. We had the walls repainted recently, only just 2 months ago. I personally don't think it's very nice, but you know, the colours have a certain gravitas, as I'm sure you're used to in the higher gears.
I quite like the walls here.
I thought you would, sir. As I always say, others say gravitas, but I say gravitas, you know. It's a little joke we have. I don't know if it translates to the higher gears, but all right. Well, if you're just on the left ear, on the right, hang on, watch out. There we go. I'll tell you what, like, ignore the blood spell. A prisoner broke out and then we beat him up and then we put blood in the corridor. Don't worry about that. Right, here. On the left, sir. So here you go. Administration. Right there.
Thank you, young man. You're doing a stand-up job.
inside administration, it's a room that you can see is connected to the main body of the prison. So you want someone out of prison, is that right?
Yes. Osric.
Osric Springforge, but really Glam Tinker because, yeah, okay.
He is my nephew.
Okay, well, we have him here. He's registered as finding a spot near A block.
Look, can you speed this process up at all? Mr. Glam Tinker is very busy.
I'm sorry, yes, you're absolutely right. Come with me and we'll go to the main entrance and the guards will go and bring your nephew to us.
Okay.
You've been basically swapped from one person to another. Leads you down the corridor to some giant metal doors with a gnome stood there. The door starts opening. Please, through here, sir. You see this digital layer in front of you. Just through there and we'll be at the entrance.
What is this?
It's the sword, sir. It's the...
Oh, my age, I had forgotten.
Don't worry about it.
Can you bring him to us? Brock is an elderly man. He's walked quite far enough.
roll persuasion flat.
Come on, Melinda. 13?
Is the DM in a good mood or not?
Come on.
You know what? I'm gonna let the gods of fate decide.
Oh, he loves his luck dice, this guy.
I do love my luck dice.
Because he knows he can get 20s more often than not.
All right, well, you know, if you are tired, you could. I mean, it does move time forward, so, you know, it doesn't look like you have much left. I mean, it might, you know, be worse for you.
Excuse me?
Brooks, his facial expression just doesn't change. Volley doesn't realise that she's calling him old.
Right, well, why don't you wait here? Your two servants, I guess, could come with me then, and let's go get your nephew for you, sir.
If you guys think that is wise, though, I could come with you.
Brock, if you want. You should stay here and behave.
Upon hearing that, two guys would be like, eh? They're both the eyebrows raised.
And then Melinda's going to like shuffle forward.
Wally's a little confused, but he's like, okay.
Before we go in, you'll want one of these. And she puts a neck thing around you, Finn, and you, Melinda. You can feel the magnetic pull as it attaches around your neck.
Before Finn does, can he just sort of like test the collar to see if it comes off again?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
He basically just wants to be sure that they're not like suddenly being trapped.
It's a very prisoner-like restraint, isn't it, to give guards?
Yes, it's extremely prisoner-like.
You can see that the guards have them and she has one as well. They all have them.
Okay.
In fact, you've seen them on most people since getting this close to the prison.
How similar to the collar from Wild Wild West does it look?
It's nowhere near as powerful. So she steps in. I assume you two are following then, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
As you step through the digital layer, it does feel differently for a split second, but you notice your collars light up green and then go back to normal. Sorry, it's the time dilation can feel a bit strange, but don't worry, the collars will make it easier for you. Just down to the gate, the guard should be here shortly. On this side, it's just another gate. It's literally a gate just in front of you. And on the other side of the gate, you can hear shouts, people talking, people laughing, general hubbub of a prison of people just saying stuff to each other. It's obviously quite packed. And you can see through the bars that there are people sat on tables and stuff. And straight across, because it's just a narrow entrance, you can see a glowing giant green sword in a glass tube. It looks like a big cleaver, bigger than a golem or Mordarnis would use.
Can I try and read it?
I've read about this, Finn. I think this is where all the magic in the prison comes from.
Oh, really?
As you try and read it, you'll start getting a really bad headache, and it's like the words just start blurring.
Do I know what language it's in?
Roll history or arcana, whichever you prefer.
They're the same for me, so I guess I'll do an arcana. That's an 8.
You don't.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I wouldn't have immediately tried to read it, but I think when Finn like hasn't succeeded, I've rolled a 24.
No matter what you do, it literally will give you a massive headache.
Okay.
Like when you stare at something and it just phases out, your brain physically cannot figure out this language. It's just not meant to read it. The more you focus, the worse it is for you.
Oh, that's making me feel sick. I don't like it in here.
First time with a sword, is it? Yeah, don't look at that thing. They say, you know, you've tried too hard. Scholars have blown up their heads trying to read old god language, you know?
Oh, I don't feel good.
Is that what causes the essence in here?
It's Tears Essence's blade, yeah.
Will it be long before they find the guy?
She looks down through the bars. They should be here. Not normally hard to go in there and grab a prisoner. And we're going to cut to Osric, who is in the observation deck with two guards with their swords heading towards you. I'm going to roll for guard 1 and guard 2.
Yeah. Look, guys, do you really want to do this? Look, isn't it just easier if I just duck out this door?
One of them goes, the pension is kind of shit.
Pension is kind of shit. Join a union.
Guard two, I wasn't really wanting to fight today, but also I have a job and wife and kids I need to pay for, you know? Especially my really young, just-born daughter is going to run at you with a sword.
My newborn child, who has got several conditions that she needs medical payments for.
Oh, fuck. God, I love being a DM. Right, D20.
You monster.
15 to hit. That won't hit you. You're a fucking tank.
15. No way.
He's going to swipe at you and he's going to bang off of your armor. How did you get this armor anyway? Osric, it's your turn.
Yeah, like, I could totally just make it myself, dude. I'm a smith. Look, being a guard isn't all that, I say as I try to hit him. That's not a 1, luckily, but it is only an 11.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh, okay. I got 4 damage from my mace.
Ooh.
And then I can now use my bonus action, because I'm a shield master, to shove him away. So I can make a special attack to try and shove them away, which basically is an athletics check against athletics or acrobatics.
Okay, roll. They got 14.
19.
Is there anybody you're particularly throwing him into, or just throwing him back in general?
Just away from the exit, so further into the room, I guess.
Okay, yeah, you push him back towards the glass observation wall.
Look, I told you, just stay away and leave me alone.
I can't. I have a daughter depending on money for my job.
Look, you don't get your bonus by killing me. Read the fine print.
The other guy goes, actually, we do. It's really quite generous, actually. And he'll swipe at you, and he's going to get a 9, so he's going to miss. You're outnumbered, outgunned, but you're not outclassed.
Is the second guard still between me and the door?
No, they're not. The door is to your right. You will get an opportunity attack from the second guard, but other than that, you can get to the door and leave.
No, so I'm going to use my action to disengage and then run for the door.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, you'll smash through the door. The door is not locked.
Yeah, proper, like, shoulder charge for it.
As you do, you will come out above the exit. You've got stairs to your right and left.
Left.
Either way, no matter which way you go, to be honest, it'll go down the stairs and you'll go to the exit.
Fine, right, fine.
And
I go left.
Fake choices. As you walk out, you will see to your right is a corridor, and from the map, you know, leads past the administration to the reception and then straight out of prison. And to your left is a locked door with a guard standing on it who hasn't seen you yet. We have one action before he'll do something.
Is there any reason I would go that way?
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to go the other way. At this point, I'm running.
So as you run down the corridor, the guard will turn and go, stop, you stop! And you hear a kind of noise that's being made of stuff's going on. You're running now. You get to the reception of the prison. Roll dex, the guard's going to come out the door to your left.
12.
That'll do it. You get past him before he manages to grab you. He is now chasing you as well. You get into the reception. In front of you to your left is a desk with a woman gnome on it. She looks like she's just getting back to her desk and looks really confused and scared. In front of you are two guards standing at the main metal door. Stop! Who are you? What's going on here?
Is the door through them shut?
The door behind them is shut, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
But, if you roll perception for me.
14.
The guards are stood either side of the entrance facing you, drawing their swords. On the left side of the entrance is a large button you can reasonably assume is what opens the door.
Okay, I'm not in the mood for stopping, so I'm going to draw my lucky wrench once more, and while I'm running, I'm going to throw it at the button.
Roll above a 15.
I got a 15.
15 exactly?
Yep.
Has Osric turned into Indiana Jones?
Apparently, yeah. So what the guards don't realise is there's a giant boulder right behind me.
You are being chased by three guards and you're going to have to run past the two guards in front of the door.
Yep. I'm not stopping.
You hit the button and you see the metal T for the door start opening up.
As long as I don't need to dive through.
And then grab your helmet on the way past.
The two guards in front of you are so taken aback by this gnome in full armor running at them. And you just run straight past them.
As I run through, I will shout behind me, no time to stop, join a union.
You hear from the desk, preach, man, preach. You do hear, however, this This alarm starts going off throughout the entire prison, and you are being chased by about 5 guards that you've managed to accumulate.
Yeah.
You've done that thing in like video games where you kind of kite them all to you.
Do I reach the invisible boundary soon where they eventually just stop and the alarm disappears?
And while that happens, we're going to cut to your rescuers. Volley, you stood next to a guard who's been incredibly awkward this entire time, looking at you in kind of awe, but also not wanting to make eye contact with you. It's been a very awkward experience for him. You've not really picked up on it at all.
If I catch his eye, I'm just going to nod to him. I'm going to go, hello, son.
My wife would kill me if I just didn't get an autograph. Can I get an autograph, please?
Sure.
Fantastic. And he's lifts up his shirt to show you his belly. Just anywhere there is good.
Okay. Do you have a writing implement?
He hands you a very thick board marker. Just anywhere around my belly is good.
Okay. You're going to hold it like a knife or something and just kind of scribble, put a dot, an underline. It doesn't say anything. It's just a squiggly line. It's a bit gibberish.
It looks like absolute garbage, but the guard can't read it because it's on his belly and is so happy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
and he's going to give you a hug. And as he gives you a hug,
welcome.
Suddenly you hear a... You hear a alarm just go off really loudly in the prison. Finn and Melinda, you are waiting so annoyingly awkwardly for so long.
Mm.
Any second now, I'm sure they're just going to get him now.
Look, we really need to get back to our councilman.
Okay, well, you know, maybe
can you bring him to me when you find him?
He has many meetings that he needs to get to. We can't stay here all day.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If we find him and he's alive, we'll bring him out to you. How's that sound?
What do you mean if?
Yes, you'll bring him and he will be alive.
He's a Glam Tinker, one of Brock's blood relatives. If you've killed him, you guys are in a lot of trouble.
And then you hear this huge alarm go off.
What's that? Is that like the lunch bell or something?
That's an escapee. We're having escapees. So you're going to start running back through the digital layer.
Can we follow?
You can, for sure. You'll come out and you'll see the metal barred door, of which he's now opening. And on the other side, you see Volley or Brock being hugged by a guard with their t-shirt up, both looking up at the sky and the noise.
Hey, Brock, are you okay? Sorry, Mr. Glam Tinker. No, not Glam Tinker.
I'm just going to, like, elbow Finn inside.
Springforge. Ah, shit, no, Glam Tinker. Ah, fuck.
The guards aren't going to pay attention. Even the one hugging Brock is suddenly just running. We need to get you out, sir. We need to get you out for safety. Come on.
Okay.
They're going to start leading towards the exit.
Where are you taking us?
There's been some kind of prison break or riot. I don't know. Osric, we cut to you. You are running down the bridge. There's now about sort of 7-8 guards chasing after you. And because you're all gnomes and covered in heavy armor, it's just like a really slow Benny Hill chase. In front of you, as you're about to get to the actual gear and bridge, you see a group of gnomes, some humans, a Mordanus or two, all with signs, just picketing. You know, so there's a guy just wearing a shirt and nothing on his bottoms, holding a sign that says...
He was wearing boxers earlier.
Not anymore. He's proven a point, Craig.
He's going 100%. And it just says, down with the establishment. Lower gears rise up.
I mean, I will definitely double take with that. What the fuck?
Aldwin, is this one of the signs? Yeah. All right, kill him! Suddenly, everyone in the group with picket signs throw them at the guards behind you, pull out their weapons, and charge in.
What the fuck? So, are they running, sprinting towards me with swords out?
For a split second, you're worried they're running at you to stop you from trying to escape.
Yeah, fuck it up. Honestly, if they're running towards me, I'll probably stop and just kind of like pop my shield up and just try and kind of defend it.
As you do, ready for this onslaught of 30 people suddenly attack you, they all just smash past into the guards behind you. Like Game of Thrones when Jon Snow is stood there and the horses clash beside him. And it's broken into a full fight, of which right now you outnumber them.
We?
And right now, your side outnumbers them.
My side? I don't know what's going on.
I mean, you did ask him to join a union, so
yeah.
Why are you up for this protest?
More guards are now running from the prison out.
All right. Now I want to have a look around to see if I can figure out what the fuck is happening.
There's a full-blown fight going on the bridge. The 7 guards that were chasing you are now massively outnumbered and they are falling incredibly quickly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no need for bloodshed here. What the hell is happening?
A large, portly human with a big red face. Oh, hello. Are you Osric?
Yeah. Were you expecting me?
We're here to save you. You're welcome.
Okay. Can you save me with less bloodshed?
Well, it's awkward. He starts like scratching his belly. In the background behind him is the fight still continuing. Well, you see, we came here with your friends Melinda and Volley and Finn to save you, but also to like free the people in the prison who are, you know, what's the word? Political prisoners.
Close enough, but okay, carry on.
And because we're starting a revolution today. Welcome to the revolution. He gives you a big, baldy grin.
Thanks. Where are my friends now?
He looks at the end of the moment where he realizes he completely forgot about them. We're going to cut to your friends who are currently being led out the reception. Quickly, protect the counselor, protect the counselor. And about seven enforcers are now creating a shield around you as they lead you out the front of the prison.
To where the fight is.
And as you come out, because this is happening, they then see that there is now, in the middle of a bridge, a fight going on between the revolution people and the guards of the prison.
We can take the councilman from here. Thank you. And when you find Osric... And then I'm just going to tail away. Just literally, I'm going to start and then I'm going to stop because I'm like,
As I'm casting... technically alter self on myself still. Can I cast another spell?
Only if it's not another concentration spell.
This might be dumb, but it's also Volley, so this is going to happen. Volley's going to cast Minor Illusion to raise the volume of his voice, and he's going to stop and just yell, "Enough!"
Okay, so roll persuasion with advantage, because the guys rescuing know who you actually are, and the guys who aren't think you're the counselor.
Let's go with the 12.
Even though you raised your voice, they're not hearing over the fighting. Fighting is broken out. It is messy. It's kind of like shouting into a battlefield. No one's really paying attention.
Yeah, fair.
I would advise not going that way, my counselor. There's a battle. Once we get this rabble under control again, maybe you should be safer in the prison.
Take your hands off me.
I'm sorry. It's such a nice butt.
Thank you.
It's the guard who gave you a hug early. I'm sorry. He kind of gives a little slap to his own hand there.
We can take it from here. Is there room round on the bridge? Like, could we get around?
If you're going out that way, you have to go through the fight. Actually, stop. While you did that, Osric.
Hello.
You just heard your uncle's voice.
I mean, it can't get much weirder than the other stuff that's happened today. I guess I can't see where it's coming from if I'm slap bang in the middle of the fight.
It sounds like it's coming from the other side of the fight, the prison. You can see past, actually.
Right, I'm going to use my shield as a battering ram to try and push through to that side then.
Okay, roll strength to kind of push through to get to the other side, to get back to the prison that you just broke from.
5.
Wow. I mean, you've had a long, hard day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried to push through the fight, but it's a fight. You have to join it to fight your way through. People on both sides are dying. Mostly it's the guards, because the bridge is deliberately made to not really be charged. People from both sides are falling off the bridge into the abyss. Brock and his entourage... you are stuck on the side of the prison. The guards are now pretty much all dead. There's seven guards in front of you, who your entourage protecting you, plus Finn and Melinda. The revolutionaries are now walking down the bridge towards you guys. And Aldwyn's in the front.
And couldn't we see anyone else with Aldwyn?
Beside Aldwyn, you can now see Terry with your t-shirt. your t-shirt is safe. But yeah, I guess there's also Osric, whatever. Like,
yeah. Is there any blood on this t-shirt now, or...
Oh yeah, there's blood on the t-shirt for sure.
Can we see Osric?
You can see Osric as well.
Yeah, I would have pushed my way to the front.
So I think I'd just be like these words. Look, we can take it from here. Thank you for your help. And just try and like usher them.
I guess Brock should probably turn around and like dismiss the guards. He's like, your job has been noted. Thank you. And then Brock turns back and like beckons towards Osric, and hopefully the guards will just understand that means fuck off.
Bye.
So the guards back into the prison. The prison doors close. They are very confused as to why Brock has just told them to go away and is chilling with revolutionaries. You get off the bridge first because it's suicide to be on that bridge. And now you have a moment of respite on the gear.
I'm always going to step forward and be like, Osric, my nephew, it's good to see you again.
Brock, I saw you die. What the fuck is happening?
Volley's going to look around, and when he realises there's no guys, he's going to go, it's me, Volley.
Well, I mean, certainly explains some of this weird day.
Osric, It's so good to see you, and I'm glad you're okay.
Osric, what the fuck happened to your hand?
We have to
Osric, you're missing your hand!
It's been a bad couple of days. Thanks for coming to get me.
Should we go back in and get the rest of you?
I think it's probably a bit late for that. It's rotting on a floor somewhere in a prison.
I hate to break up this reunion, but we were here to save lots of people. I'm guessing now that they're aware we're here, we're not going to get back into that prison, so...
We need to get to the Glamtinker estate, Obwin. We need to save Myra and the councillors.
The alarm is going off, and, you know, it won't be long before more guards will arrive on airships.
We need to get out of here. Osric, we'll fill you in on the way, but we need to get to the Glamtinker estate to get to the bottom of what's been going on.
We got to save Myra.
Seems like you've been going around the city a fair bit without me.
So, Osric, Melinda, Finn and Volley, finally back together, side by side with Aldwyn and about 20 revolutionaries, you start heading off towards the higher gears to join those that are trying to save Myra and the rest of the council. As you start walking towards the higher gears, suddenly you see Alfgeet's face projected multiple times in the sky all over Tyr.
There has been treachery in Tyr. Osric and his group of revolutionaries who are trying to take away your freedoms have murdered Daddy. They have murdered Brock Glamtinker, head of the Tyr Council. For the safety of Tyr, I have assumed the Glamtinker seat to ensure that peace is restored. As such, I am now enforcing martial law. Long live your new daddy.
And you start seeing airships with the Glamtinker Enforcer symbol all over Tyr.
What a dickhead.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
I hate Alfgeet.
I hate so much.
It's that time again. It's the outro of the episode. A time for me and one lucky/unlucky guest to chat for your glorious ears. David.
Guest.
So you're a guest into my DM space, you know?
Oh, okay. I was about to say, it's Finn not going to be in the next episode.
So, Finn/David, how are you feeling about that one, buddy? Your ability to not really save Osric, he kind of just saved himself, but you were around when it happened.
We saved him via osmosis. It was a contact save. Finn definitely wasn't expecting to just see Osric walk out of the prison.
Well, not all of Osric left that prison. A bit of him stayed behind. So how do you feel about that ending of the episode with Alfgeet taking over martial law and Tyr?
Rage-inducing. He's the new daddy. I just want to kill him. From my perspective, it seems pretty clear that we need to go and take names and show him who's boss.
So where is Finn's head at right now, then?
I mean, it's kind of a mixture of a lot of things. He's kind of afraid for Tyr, worried about Osric and his missing hand, hoping that Mal can help drive us in the right direction, and very suspicious of Volley in general. He's genuinely starting to get afraid of Volley to a certain degree.
So why don't you let the Tabletop Vagabonds gang know where they can find out more about us?
Absolutely. So if you want to come and find out any of our artwork or anything like that, you can find us at Tabletop Vagabonds on Instagram. And we've also got a website, tabletopvagabonds.com, where we also have links to all those bits and bobs.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are super awesome, mega nice, big fun times, you can leave us an amazing review on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a fantastic way to helping other amazing members in the world become more members of our gang. Sound mixing for this episode was done by the man, the legend, Matt Birch. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
That's all for now.
And we'll see you next time.